Jakub, you've been to the border sites at the Polish-Belarus border till last week. How was the situation on the ground? Can you explain it to us?
For now, there is a lot of people crossing this border, and we were trying to reach as many people as we could that were asking for help through different channels. But the number of activists on the ground who want to help is too little for us to be able to reach everybody that is in need of help. So very often we were put in this difficult situation when you have to choose that you go to help somebody and you leave somebody else. And then whenever we reach some people on the move on the Polish side of the border, we would leave them like the most important things for survival: warm food, warm drinks, dry clothes. And depending on whether they wanted to continue their journey or they were on their own, then we would leave them to be. Or if they wanted to start asylum procedure in Poland, we would call the lawyers, we would call media, and we would do everything to stop the Polish border guard from pushing them back to Belarus. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But in these circumstances, it was like the best we could do to help.
Was it possible to reach the people? Because there is this exclusion zone, there is this state of emergency called out. Wasn't it very difficult to operate and to get in touch with the people?
Well, so the zone is like 3 kilometers wide stripe along the border. It's not like a continuous line. It depends on the regions. Sometimes it's like 3 kilometers away from the border, sometimes 5 or 6. But anyway, people on the move very often manage to get through that zone. So if they are already like 5 kilometers, 6 kilometers inside the Polish territory, then we actually don't have any problem to reach them, other than like physical, geographical obstacles, forests, rivers. Sometimes it's actually like a long hike to reach somebody. But also, there is people who live inside the zone, and as they live there, they have access to anywhere inside the zone. There are some people there who are ready to help. And of course, it's much more difficult there, and the police is trying to stop that, but still, there are some people who manage to reach people on the move in need inside this state of emergency zone.
Is there also internationals around, or is it basically Polish people helping?
It's mostly Polish, it's only Polish people, I think, mostly from bigger cities in Poland, Warsaw or Poznań or Krakow. But there is also quite a big involvement of people who live in the area next to the border, and they are actually like the biggest force of this struggle. Without them, we would not be able to do much. And as for international support, for now, I think there is not much to do for people who can't speak Polish and who don't understand the local context very well. So for now, on the ground, it's only Polish people.
And do you have some estimated numbers of people daily crossing and also people involved in solidarity?
Mm-hmm. So people involved in solidarity, it's hard to say, because every day some new people join. The small active group of activists from outside on the ground was always about 10 people, but then there is tens more of people, maybe about 100 of locals who support us and who wants to help the people on the move. And then there is also many more people inside Poland, but like away from the border, who help us organize media outreach and collect money and other items to make the help possible. There are also people involved in advocacy, in pressuring the government to change its policy. There are lawyers trying to help people on the move who already managed to cross into Poland and start the asylum procedures or any other kind of procedures. And as for the number of people on the move crossing the border, it's actually really hard to estimate, because the only official statistics that government is sharing is the number of people who were actually pushed back every day. And it's like in September, it was about 200 people pushed back every day. And if you count all these numbers together, like since the beginning of August, I think it's about 9,000 people that were pushed back from Poland to Belarus. But actually, because they don't check the documents of these people that they are pushing back, they don't know who these people are. So many times they count the same person, like they push somebody back, they count them, and then the next day they push them back to Belarus again, and they count it as it was another person. So it's actually not 9,000 people that tried to cross this border since the beginning of August. It's maybe a third of that or a fourth, but it's very hard to estimate.
Yeah, caught in this brutal trap of being pushed back, trying again between the borders.
Yeah, but for sure, it's a couple of thousands of people.
Yeah, it's a little strange to me that they really give numbers out on their illegal behavior of refusing asylum seekers.
Yeah, what they call that in their communiques is the number of prevented illegal attempts of crossing the border. So it's like very gibberish, and like you can't really understand what they mean unless, well, you were there and you know what they mean.
Yeah.
Like they mean a violent, very brutal pushback, just sending somebody back to Belarus from Poland.
So we already had a little, you sent us a voice message before, and what was central in this voice message is that we should get active here in organizing demonstration and to start on political pressure on our governments. What else can we do? How can we support the fight at the site against
Kind of trying to organize a popular movement against the current politics, that is not only the politics of Polish government, but a general politics or policy of the European Union. Like what's happening here on the border between Poland and Belarus is not a new thing. Like the same thing is happening in the Balkans, in Greece, in Italy. Maybe like the methods are a bit different and the scale is also different, but basically it's the same policy to answer migration movement of people in need, like who look for security, who look for stable employment. Like you answer that with violence and building fences, and it's nothing new. Like it's been happening in Europe for years now. It's no surprise that it happened in Poland as well. So, as I said at the beginning, like the work of activists on the ground, like of course it's important to be there, but we are not able to reach everybody, and we are actually not able to reach even like any kind of significant fraction of people in need of help. We can maybe save some individuals, but we will not change the situation. We will not manage to break the machine of the state simply by being on the ground. Like to change the policy of the government, to make some kind of revolution in the migration policy of European Union, we need a popular movement, we need people on the streets, we need really big protests. And this, I think, is the most important thing to do to try to organize. Like, without that, people will continue to die on the European borders.